Have either of you looked this up on the internet or?
Yes.
I have not, but I'm the assistant, so I mean, who cares?
Right? Okay. Okay, so this is Millennial Apartment Hunters. This is a game designed by James D'Amato over at the One Shot Network, and you can find this online and do a pay what you want to download the 5-page PDF. And the description for the game is, in a nutshell, a combination of HGTV House Hunters with the economic dystopia faced by millennials trying to find housing in large cities. So one of us is going to be playing the role of the millennial searching for an apartment. Steven has volunteered Seth for this, and Steven will be assisting Seth in looking for an apartment. And I will be playing the role of the realtor. So we're going to be looking at three different apartments, just like they would on HGTV. And because your budget probably does not allow for kind of the higher end living accommodations, these apartments are going to have things a little bit off and wrong with them, ranging from bad to just horrific. And the kind of goal of the game as the millennial hunter is you have to try and convince yourself that one of these is going to be suitable to live in the end, and you have to choose one of these horrendous apartments. So all you really need to play this game is some beads or some marbles or some kind of tokens. You need 8 red, 5 green, and 2 black. And we are going to be drawing 5 out of the bag. So 5 for each apartment, each round. And the color is going to determine the characteristics of this apartment. So, for instance, I draw out 3 red, a green, and a black. There's going to be one good thing, which is the green. There's going to be 3 bad things about the apartment. And there's going to be just one horrendous feature that, would in normal circumstances just terrify the common man. And we get to take
The common
turns
man.
kind of trying to describe these apartments. And they can be really anything. I mean, the sky's the limit. And then after we've looked at all 3 apartments, we'll do a quick recap at the end. We'll have Seth give a good and a bad for each apartment, and then we'll have him choose one. And then we'll do a follow-up like they do. So we'll come back and say it's a month later, and we'll see how things are going with Seth and his new living space. So.
My job as the assistant, if I recall, is to just second guess is every decision, right?
Yes,
Right.
exactly.
Okay, so I'm going to need some info from you, Seth,
Yeah.
before we begin. So,
Oh, we're ready.
here we go. I'm going to need a first name. What is your character's first name?
Jaden.
Jaden.
Yeah,
That's.
spelled GADYNN.
Okay, I love it. That's definitely a millennial name. Okay, how old is Jaden?
19.
19, nice. Okay. And what is his college major currently?
Definitely. Whew.
Can really be anything.
Yeah. I gotta figure out who this character is. I gotta really.
I'll just say the name over and over again,
Yeah.
Jaden.
Jaden. I think it's like temporal outdoor nature, like art.
Okay.
Like I'm just an art major, but really focusing on like the,
Right.
ephemeral arts. So like
Right.
walking art, like grass art.
Nice.
Yeah.
Works for me. I was going to
Postmodern.
suggest like web designer or graphic designer because I mean that's basically what 80% of the population is doing at this point, so
Grandpa, shut up. You do not know what web design is. You keep saying that.
Hey, so your great grandpa.
Steven will be playing the role of your grandfather.
Great grandfather.
Okay. Great grandfather.
Yeah, come on, Adam. Okay. Great grandfather.
Okay, Seth. What is your job? How are you going to pay for this?
Wait, I have to pay for this apartment?
Yeah, you're gonna have a budget and everything.
Can I be a trust fund kid?
You could be, yeah, but you're still gonna need a budget. So you don't have a job currently?
Well, I mean, job is just like a title that you can put on something. Art, man.
Art? Okay.
Like, it's not my job, it's like my life, you know?
Artist, okay. All right, and which major city will you be looking to find accommodations in?
Seattle, man.
Yeah, sure, let's
Seattle?
Do it.
Seattle?
Seattle.
Nice.
Where all the weird art majoring hipster people go.
Grandpa. Great grandpa.
Hey. Dude, back in my day, an apartment was $8. I worked day and night for 17 years straight to get my first apartment at the age of 18.
So, what are you looking for? Like, what is the one thing that you really, really want in your apartment?
I need a place that's really okay with letting me grow a lot of stuff. Like, I need rooftop access for a garden, or I need it to be somewhere near to, like, the outdoors or, like, a greenhouse or something.
What are you growing, Jaden?
Grandpa.
It's better than growing what I think you're growing.
Okay. So, now
we
need
a
budget.
Punk hippie. That's what I get.
I'm not a hippie, great grandpa. This is art.
Okay. What is your budget?
It's pretty low. It's $800 a month.
Okay.
Yeah, no, because if I spend any more than this, then my parents will cut off the supply.
Okay, nice. I like it. Okay, so now, your realtor. We need a name and a hairstyle, and that's all we need for the realtor.
Jamar.
Jamar? Okay.
Nice.
I want you to roleplay as that, Adam, okay?
Okay, and what is my hairstyle?
It's like a real close mini fro on one side, but it gradually fades over top of his head, going down to his other ear.
Okay.
All right, I can live with that.
Okay. The mini
fro. This guy's cool, though.
This guy's awesome. Yeah. He's also Norwegian.
Okay.
Like 100%.
Yeah, 100%.
Norwegian.
Like ice white, just so pale.
Right. He actually immigrated pretty recently to Seattle.
Nice.
So do I get like any info at all?
Yeah, we know you're the great grandfather. I think you're going to need to have an affectionate term that Seth will call you as the great grandfather. I don't know. Seth, what would you call him?
GGP.
GG.
Great grandpa.
GGP. Okay. Well, I was going to say. Never mind.
Okay. All right. So, what I'm using rather than beads is I'm using meeples. I've got different colored meeples that I'm going to draw out of a bag. So, if you guys have pen and paper, you can write down the colors I'm going to draw out. And we can just kind of go back and forth describing different aspects. This is actually a pretty good one. So we've got 2 green and 3 red. So there's a desirability chart here that I'm looking at. And I'm going to give you information based on the meeples I've drawn out of this bag as we go along. All right, so I think the first apartment. You guys are meeting me there. I have driven my Prius, and I am waiting out front.
Dude, Jamar drives a Prius.
Jamar drives a Prius. Yep.
Yeah, he does.
It's baby blue, and I am waiting outside of a townhouse, just waiting for you guys to arrive.
Is it covered in bumper stickers?
I've got one on the back. It says, keep Seattle green.
We picked the right realtor.
I already have a good feeling about this.
So
I should never have made it illegal in the first place. Yeah.
What are you guys rolling up in?
Subaru Outback.
And is Gigi driving or is Jaden driving?
Oh, he's definitely driving.
Gigi's driving? Okay.
I can't see more than about 10 feet in front of me.
Hey, watch out, watch out. We're here. Wait, wait, there it is. Wait. Is this a place? This is, look, so, Apple Maps says this is a place,
Apple
but
Maps,
this is...
Right. I don't trust anything with fruit in the name. You kids these days.
It says this is it. It says this is, here, stop, stop.
Which side of the street
like
is it on?
3 miles an hour.
Right?
No, it's right... Well, that's a good question, actually. I know, I think it's this whole like complex. All these townhouses.
A complex? You say I have a complex? I fought in 3 wars.
Why are you even here again?
Where am I?
I've just watched you guys like drive around the block like 3 times. You've driven past me 3 times.
But at like 4 miles per hour, just very...
Right, I finally step out into the road right in front of you guys and flag
well, watch
you
over. That Norwegian guy.
I accidentally hit the accelerator instead of the brake.
Jerk the wheel over so we don't hit.
Right. I land in a bush outside the townhouse.
All right, that was a realtor. You remember his face from online. You just almost killed him. That was really close.
I've killed many people. Right, so don't backtalk me, boy. You kids have it so easy these days.
All right. So you guys finally park your vehicle on the front lawn of the neighbors. You get out. I'm just waiting on the stoop for you. It's 3 or 4 steps up to the front door. And I say, hey, guys, how's it going? Been waiting for you. Saw you drive by a few times. Thought I'd flag you down. Don't worry about that almost running me over thing.
Are you hassling me, boy?
Yo, Gigi, this guy's super chill. Just hold on.
No, not at all, sir.
What's with this stupid haircut?
Gigi, this is a cool haircut.
I just got this done by my barber. His name is Bulldog.
You still go to barbers? Like, I just kind of let my hair go, you know, man?
Oh, well, you know, in my line of work, you need to look professional at all times. So, Bulldog does it right. Anyway, come on in. All right, so we go through the front door, step into the living room. Off to the right are the stairs up to the 2nd floor. So, yeah, here's the living room. You'll notice that there's a fireplace here.
Is it a real
just
fireplace?
In case. What's that?
Is it a real fireplace?
Oh, it's a real fireplace. It definitely is.
That convinced me.
You don't even use real cigarettes. You're always smoking on that stupid windpipe.
Grandpa, it's called a vape rig.
I don't know about this.
Oh, it is. It definitely is. And the stonework is all original.
What does that even mean, original? Like, are these, like, real stones, like, brought out from the forest?
These are real stones pulled from the ocean and arranged here around the fireplace. Yeah. These are beach stones.
That's pretty
you can
cool.
touch them if you want. They're
wow.
smooth.
I feel like every stone's got, like, a memory. Like, this is really, like, it's got a good vibe for me, man.
My God.
If you put your ear up to the rocks, you can hear the ocean.
You could also just go to the beach.
Doing that, so.
You kids anyways, are so lazy these days.
GGP, calm down, man.
I swear, everything is just handed to you these days.
Look, I can tell that you're somebody that appreciates this fireplace. And what tenants have done in the past is actually light candles.
Wait, this isn't a new place?
No. This place was built in the 70s.
Ew.
All original... moldings.
Wait, did he say there's mold in here?
Yeah, we're definitely gonna have to like get that checked out because like I need some good mold for a piece I'm working on.
Oh,
but, like not
need
in the
mold.
Ceilings. Like not in the ceilings.
Well, then you're in luck. Let's go to the kitchen.
Wait, what?
All right, so we walk through the living room, past the stairway, into a door on the right, and we walk into the kitchen. You'll notice the smell in here is a little bit pungent, and that's because the previous tenant
punched
his own cheese.
Punch what? Yeah. I'll punch whatever I dang well please.
I'm sure you will, Grandpa, but just now is not the time.
I think I'm going to keep you between me and this elderly gentleman at all times. He seems a little bit on edge. Is he okay?
Don't worry. His death perception's, like, pretty bad, so I don't think he'll be able to get you.
Okay, my death perception? Yeah. I'm the only one here who's killed a man. I know when somebody's dead.
So, as I was saying, the former tenant used to make cheese in this kitchen. He used to sell it out the back. So,
dude, like organic cheese?
Yeah, organic cheese made from the milk of the rats that live under the porch.
Milk of the bats?
He might have milked some bats too. I'm not sure. I did not partake in the cheese. But some of it was left here, unfortunately, and we haven't rented this place out in a few months, so you will notice some mold growing in various places throughout the kitchen.
I thought that was just the backsplash.
No, that's mold. That's mold.
Wow, that's super cool, though. Hey, dude, don't touch that. Stop. No. I like it. We're allowed to milk rats here?
Yeah. You can do whatever you want with the rats.
Because, I mean, normally I just buy milk from Walmart, but, like, you know how much I value the process. That's pretty cool, dude.
All right, so we've used a green and a red. We've got one green and two red left, so you guys can have a look around.
Does this place have, like, a porch or anything? Like,
it does have a small porch out back. As I said, that's where the rats live.
Rats? I thought they were bats.
So we exit
Don't
the kitchen.
Don't ignore me,
Sonny. We're going to exit the
kitchen
onto the back
porch. Since this is like a TV show, we just, like, cut. Don't ignore me. Boop.
Hard cut. Right, like, so, I'm opening my mouth to say something else, and then.
All right, so we walk out onto the porch. What do you want to describe? Something pretty bad in the back.
I feel like this townhouse is just right up against a whole bunch of other townhouses, so the porch is kind of like crammed with other porches around from different places.
Nice.
So there's really not a lot of space, and it's very small, like you said.
So you'll notice this is a communal porch, and this porch actually services... No, sir. Communal. This is a shared porch, sir. And you're going to be sharing this porch with the other six buildings on this block. Now, this makes for really tight communities.
Yeah, I can definitely see that, but, like, I need a lot of space to walk around.
So as we're talking, a gentleman comes out of one of the other apartments across the way. He has a peg leg. He looks like he's probably an old fisherman, and he's got a bucket, and he just empties this bucket out into the middle of the porch, and it's just filled with fish heads, and he goes back inside.
Wait, are we allowed to do that? We let him just dump our trash out?
You know, that's Joe. This is awesome. We just kind of let him do what he wants to do.
Finally, showing one of your elders some respect. The man wants to dump some fish hides. Let him do it. Let him be about his business. Now back to these communists. No.
All right, so we're going to go back inside now.
Hey, wait a minute.
We're gonna go
hard cut again.
So we go back into the kitchen through the living room. The bathroom and the bedroom are upstairs.
One bath? Did you say that already? One bedroom, one bath?
It's actually two bedrooms upstairs, but there is just one bathroom shared upstairs. All right, so we go up the steps. We enter a small hallway. To the right is one of the bedrooms. Forward is the bathroom. And then just down the hall on the left is the second bedroom. Where would you guys like to go?
I'm going to check out this here washroom.
All right. So we go We go into the bathroom.
But I walk into a bedroom.
Okay. So
where's the toilet at?
Being in the corner of the bedroom. Yeah. Okay. All right. So Jaden and I will enter the facilities here. All right. So you'll notice pretty spacious bathroom here. We've got a nice shower. We've got a nice size double sink here. So if you find that you can't quite afford the rent here, you can always get a roommate and you can each have a sink. That is the other green one. Spacious bathroom, double sink. We've got one red. Nice.
Is that a skylight up there?
Yeah, wow. That's natural light coming dude, down natural. On you. Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Dude, I bet I could grow some vines that would go all the way up there.
It's going to be a nice, moist environment.
Yeah, I agree.
All right, let's... hey, where'd your grandfather go?
Oh, he went into the washroom.
This is the wash. The other two are bedrooms. Oh, my gosh. Run out of the bathroom and into the bedroom where Gigi is.
I've opened the window. I'm just okay. Yelling at people next door. Keep an eye out for communists.
Okay. That window looks down onto the communal porch below. Yeah, we enter the bedroom. What is one bad thing about this bedroom? Gigi, you've been in here for a while. What don't you like about this bedroom?
First off, there's a giant hole in the ground where the bed's supposed to go.
Right. All right. Right. I see you guys have noticed the hole in the ground. That traditionally is where the bed would go. Unfortunately, again, the previous tenant used to make his own cheese and used to milk the rats up here into a large bathtub.
Wait,
what? The bathtub
so this is the washroom.
And, well, no, technically no. The bathtub filled up. The floor could not support the weight. And we had the bathtub filled with rat milk spill down into the living room.
Wait, so yeah, this hole goes down to the living room, but we like didn't see it?
Well, what we've done down there is we've actually just covered the hole with a sheet. It's a white sheet, same color as the ceiling.
An eggshell sheet.
So you may not have noticed it, but, you know, we plan to have this hole fixed, but...
Oh, I notice everything, Sonny. Yeah. How you're dodging my questions.
You may want to, you know, sleep in the other bedroom.
Wait, so you said I could get another roommate, but they... don't have a room that works?
Well, we're gonna have they may have to sleep on the floor for a bit until we get this hole fixed, but...
I mean, I just have to pay a little more out of pocket to, like, build a pallet bed over this. Should be pretty cool, but I'm just not looking to do a lot of work, you know?
What else is new?
GGP, you know, what I do takes a lot of work just because it's not technically a job.
Yeah.
Right?
Now, you mentioned you're an artist. I could tell. Yeah. I could tell.
I am not.
Dude, you've definitely seen some of my works. You've definitely seen Two Fallen Trees, right?
Two Fallen Trees. You did that?
Yeah, I did that.
Oh, yeah, I love that.
I was pretty inspired when I did that one. I was just walking along, you know, a little bit north of town, and, well, I just knew I had to capture that moment.
Yeah, that really spoke to me. I don't know if you could tell, but I'm a tree lover myself.
I could.
Right, yeah. No, I love trees. Love them.
Yeah, anyways. I'm
all right.
Working on a piece. Wait.
I exit the room.
Yeah, exactly. No, it cuts again.
Hard cut again, yeah.
And now it's the classic thing where it shows us, like, and it shows our name, but it's just, like, one person at a time, and we're just in front of the camera, and we're like...
Right.
You know, this place, it's got a lot of potential. I really liked the fireplace and the hole in the floor, but... The communal porch just doesn't give me a lot of space to do the kind of stuff I need to do. Also, I think it's a little bit out of my price range, but that could be remedied by finding another roommate.
Which camera am I supposed to be looking at?
You're backwards.
Yeah. Over here? No, am I supposed to see that little red light?
Sir, can you please, can you talk into the boom, please?
I'm still looking at the wrong camera, by the way.
It's actually the fire detector.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think Jaden really liked this place. I could tell he really appreciated the mold growth in the kitchen there. This is a little bit out of his price range. This is $1,000 a month. But I think if he could find a roommate, we'd be able to remedy that situation.
$1,000 a month?
All right. Cute little time lapse of Seattle as transitions to the next apartment.
Right. We're seeing like the hustle and bustle down by the fish market.
It's the nighttime hustle and bustle, even though when it cuts back to us, it's broad daylight.
Oh, right? Yeah, of course.
Yeah. All right. I'm going to draw the next meeples here, the next five.
Can you remind me what the realtor's name is again?
Jamar.
You know, just have him in my phone as realtor guy.
Okay. All right. So we've got three red and two green again for apartment number two. So this is going to be, again, a little bit out of your price range.
Where is this one as far as location goes?
So this one is on the edge of town, and it is adjacent to the forest. So this is a location that you're definitely interested in.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so this is about 10 miles out of town. It is an old log home. So we pull up dirt driveway.
Hey, GGP, is this the right place? Like, it says this is the right place on Apple Maps, but like, this is a log cabin, you know, man?
I'm looking at and pointing to a doghouse across the way. Looks about right to me. Right in your budget, too, considering you don't work none.
Grandpa.
Great grandpa.
There is a small porch out front that overhangs the front entry. There's an old rocking chair that looks like it was built about 70 years ago. The log cabin itself is
I instantly sit down in the chair, by the way.
Right, yeah.
I like beeline over to it.
So the log cabin itself is this nearly a century old. So Jamar says, yep, this place is this is a classic. And, you know, I could tell that you were going to like this place. As soon as I knew that you liked trees, I knew I had to show you this place.
Wait, who it's likes bees? What,
like yesterday.
What's that? Yeah, it's the next day. Yeah. So, I knew you liked trees, and it's a little bit, you know, out of the way. Not quite in the middle of town like the other one
was. Yeah,
and
I don't have a car.
Well, you're going to be able to commune with nature out here. I don't know that you're going to need many other
folks.
Yeah,
but am I going to be able to commute with nature?
Are we talking about communists again?
Well, you know,
I swear, one more word about communists.
I know there are a lot of Uber drivers
one more
who
word.
Are willing to come out here. I walk over to the front door.
Don't walk away from me.
He's walking towards you. You were up on the porch already, and we're still down.
I was talking to a squirrel.
Perfect.
So I open the screen door, and there's a heavy wooden door with a really old brass latch. And I take out one of those old-timey, like, skeleton-looking keys, slide it into the lock, and it sticks, and I have to shoulder the door about three times to get it to open, and it finally does, and I kind of just tumble in to the front entry.
Does that usually happen?
You know, that's a little bit sticky. We'll get our maintenance guy out here, lickety-split. We'll take care of that for you for sure, but yeah, here it is. So I stand up and just brush the dust off of my suit. So you'll notice that the furnishings and accoutrement are all very natural.
This place is furnished?
Yeah, it comes furnished. So All of the furniture is made out of antlers and like fallen tree branches. And there are about 10 different mounted heads on the wall of various species, local species, ranging from mountain lion to black bear. Yeah, I don't know, Jaden, if you're going to be comfortable in this space, but you look like you might be an animal lover as well. So, you know, yeah, if you ever get lonely,
pretty much do
you
love
got,
animals.
Great. You've got like, plenty of them here to talk to.
But, like, killing them for the sport and, like, mounting their bodies, that's pretty messed up. On the other hand, these antler chairs are really cool. Like, that's awesome.
Yeah, have a seat in one of
those. Dude, check this out. Look, this is a rocking chair made out of antlers.
At this point, I finally actually walk inside. I've been on the porch this whole time. Uh-huh. But I just walk through the room without saying anything and just go out into the backyard.
Okay. And I'm pretty sure all of these animals died of natural causes. I don't think they were hunted for sport.
You've convinced me.
All right, so that's one of the positives. So we've got 3 red and 1 green left. So you'll notice that the kitchen is here just off the main living space. There are 2 bedrooms there beyond. Now, if you'll follow Gigi and me out into the backyard.
GGP, as I call him.
Yes, we'll just follow GGP out into the back. We walk through the kitchen into the back. You'll notice this is the restroom here, and it's one of those old-time outhouses with the old wooden door with the moon kind of carved into it. It looks like along the outside wall, like a large animal has made this its scratching post. So there's also a can of animal spray kind of just hanging from a nail outside the restroom. So this is one of those old-time restrooms, and again, being a nature lover, I know you're going to enjoy this.
I all of a sudden just appear like right next to you. No one knows where I came from.
The camera pans over, yeah.
Yeah. Just like, what's the condition of the soil?
Oh. You
it's like right in your little ear too.
Right. Yeah. This is actually a mobile restroom. You're going to need to dig a new hole every now and then and relocate.
Oh, but it functions as fertilizer, though.
Exactly. This is going to be just fantastic for any plant life you plan on growing out here.
The flow of this place, I can really tell what I want to do with this area here.
What's the condition of the soil?
And we go back inside.
By God, no respect. You just got no respect. So, did I just like wander off into the woods at that point?
I feel like the camera like follows you and like zooms until you disappear. Kind of like shakes around like looking for something and then just doesn't find anything. We cut over back to us.
Right. Yep, I'm just gone.
Okay, so as we're walking back, I try and hurry us back into through the kitchen because the back half of the roof is missing. It's just gone. And that's...
Hey.
Yeah.
You didn't put a tarp over this one.
And I come back out and have a look up and... Oh, yeah. Well, that's the natural skylight there for the 2 bedrooms inside.
Wait, another skylight? Awesome.
Yeah, it's great out here in nature. So, come on in, and I'll show you the.
All of a sudden, I just appear right next to you. Hey, what's the condition of the soil outside?
Oh, nearly gave me a heart attack.
I've already survived 3 heart attacks. Don't hear me complaining.
Come back inside, and I'll show you the bedrooms.
Wait, did we see the kitchen? Yeah.
Yes, it's a very small kitchen.
Wait, that was the kitchen that we walked through?
Yeah, we walked through the... I'll show you the kitchen before we move on to the bedrooms. So we go back in.
It's just tiny. It's like a closet.
It's a closet.
It's like a threshold. Like we walk over.
Yeah. Right. It actually was a closet that we've turned into a kitchen. So you open the closet door, there's an oven in there and a small sink and like a shelf to put some pots and cups and plates on, and that's it.
Wow.
This is a new trend in kitchens. This is called micro kitchen. Yep.
Wait, this is a new trend? Isn't this place like 100,000 years old?
Right. Well, you know, it's been updated over the years, and this is one of the updates.
Mass catch, sonny boy. If only you would have applied those kitchen skills to your sports career instead of this stupid
GGP,
art.
You know that I don't agree with public entertainment.
You just got no respect.
I'm just going to give you 2 a minute, and I'll wait over here next to the entry to the bedrooms. Let me know when you want to see them.
All right, I want to see the bedrooms.
Okay.
Don't walk away from me, boy. Yeah. So,
you can see into both bedrooms from the living space, and there's definitely a lot of daylight coming in. And what you see are two large tents just sitting in the middle of the floor.
Are these tents included? So,
yeah, you'll see that your sleeping accommodations here.
Are these Whoa. Army regulation size?
These are definitely regulation size. These will fit up to 4 people. All right, we've got 1 green left. What is this one good thing?
The soil.
The soil.
What is the condition of the soil?
Hey Jamar, can you tell me about like the soil condition around here?
Jaden, you know, I'm glad somebody asked about that because
you said no
the soil
respect.
Condition
you
out here no is just tremendous for anything you want to grow. I don't know if you noticed, but on the opposite side of the house here, on the side, there is a large garden space.
On the side? Are we talking north, south, east, or west?
We're talking on the west, GGP, on the west.
All right, good, because that's like the best side to have a garden on.
Right.
Because like the and, sun.
I love the west.
I think there may be some vegetables growing out there as we speak.
Hey, let's check it out.
All right, so we exit back outside, and I think this apartment wraps up with just a shot of us overlooking this kind of enclosed garden space. There's a small kind of wire fence around it. There's a few stalks of corn and some kind of lower-lying vegetables growing.
You know, this place has got pretty much everything I need for, like, my art and stuff, you know? Like, the garden, like, the forest being so close, the soil condition. The only thing is that it's a little far out of the way, and it is above my price range, and I really appreciate the process of, like, sleeping in a tent, but I'd rather just have my own waterbed.
I just walk through the background of your interview.
It cuts over to you.
And I go to point into the camera, but I'm still pointing just slightly off. They wouldn't even answer my simple questions. I swear, these people... Hard cut.
Yeah, I think Jaden's really going to fit in well out here. I know he's a nature lover. I know he's an animal lover. It sounds like he's interested in growing his own food, potentially. This is a bit pricey at $1,100 a month, and it's a little bit out of town, so it might take a little bit of convincing to get him into this one.
Dude, third apartment, here we go.
Except first we need to have a cut to the commercials.
Right.
And it's got the voiceover, and it's showing us, like, walking through this apartment and, like, pointing out very specific bad things about it. And the narrator's like, coming up next... GGP and Jaden find an apartment that has everything they need, but it comes at a price. It's the most generic thing you can possibly think of.
Right.
And then it shows me, like, shocked, going, oh yeah. My God.
So this place is actually right on the coast, and it's near the shipping yards where the boats come in from across... the ocean. So you see, kind of looking down the coastline, you see large harbors with these gigantic ships filled with shipping containers. And we pull up on kind of a little bit of a secluded beach. It looks a little bit rocky. And down below on the beach, we see about a dozen just shipping containers sitting down there.
What are the the red and greens?
So we've got green. We've got one green, two red, and two black. Yep.
Wait.
So this apartment is going to be right. It's going to be below your price range. Actually, you're going to be able to afford this one without any problem. Okay. So I get out of the car and I kind of motion you guys over to a small opening along the guardrail along the road.
Immediately as we get out of the car, there's just the loudest foghorn you've ever heard. Just
right.
And I'm talking all throughout it, but you can't hear what I'm saying. And then when the foghorn finally ends and all you hear is, condition of the soil.
Hey, what's up, Jamar? Hey, have you seen, the time between looking at these houses, I put out a new piece.
Did you?
Yeah,
I check my phone and I go to my Twitter account because I follow you.
Oh, yeah.
What is your name on Twitter? Because it's not Jaden, right?
It's something. Oh, I don't have Twitter.
Oh, what do you have?
It's my manager runs my Twitter account.
Okay.
Runs the Twitter account.
I'm his manager.
No, it's one of my old college buddies.
Okay.
Yeah, Grandpa, your phone isn't connected to the internet.
I pull out an old hard line phone with the wire cut.
Nice. So I pull my phone out, look at Twitter. What am I looking at? What is this new piece of artwork?
I call it Two Fallen Trees and Stone, because there's added a little something there.
Okay.
I put that rock and I walked around it 300 times, and it's just a time lapse of me walking through there. But really, the stone isn't really meant to represent like stone. It's like representing us, you know?
So I'm looking down. I'm reading the little description. I watch the time lapse, and just like a single tear comes down my eye and comes down my cheek, lands on my phone, and I just look at you and I'm just speechless.
And I just go, my God. And then I just walk off onto the beach.
Okay, well, there's a very, very steep hill here. There's steps going down, but they're really steep. You almost have to go down backwards like you're climbing a ladder.
And well, I roll down the hill at this point.
Okay. We'll just meet GGP down there, I guess. So we go down, we reach the beach, and I walk you over to one of the green shipping containers and walk around to the front, and I say, well, this is it here. It's a little bit contemporary.
I just appear next to you again. I think I pulled my sciatic. And then I just wander off, just slowly going into the water, like descending.
So is this one of those like mini house deals? Because I thought those were just for like homeless people.
No. It's really all the rage here in Seattle are the small homes, and this is our newest batch of small homes. So the door is actually just kind of a large piece of metal that looks like it's been torn off of like a large vehicle and kind of just welded onto a hole on the outside of the shipping container. So I pulled
that's a really nice weld job.
Yeah. You know, they really did a nice job with these shipping containers. And you know what? So good for the environment. Am I right?
You know, I'm kind of against, like, big ships and stuff. But, like, this is awesome. This is perfect. This is so good for the environment. Think about
right?
the emissions that this house will not be releasing.
I know. This is... I knew you would like this place.
All of a sudden, you just hear this really loud banging. And I'm just pounding on this welded steel. right out of frame. Okay. Like, it's kind of like I'm knocking on a door or something.
GGP, come around this way. We're going to head inside. Okay, so I pull the door. Yeah, pull the door open and go inside. And it's just pitch dark in there. And
except for like a few holes in the container, letting right. streams of light through.
It's actually riddled with bullet holes along one side. And that's what's letting the light in. So you'll notice that there's this really nice natural dappled light that comes through these strategically placed holes here along the wall.
Now this feels like a home. Reminds me of my time back in Nam.
GGP, you...
Or was it World War II? I asked you a question, boy. I can't remember.
I kind of lean over to you and I whisper, is he talking to you or to me?
Hey, just keep going.
Anyway, if you need more light, there's a small cabinet over in the corner next to the door, and you'll notice over here in this cabinet,
you open up the cabinet, and there's a light inside the cabinet.
Right, there's just a lamp. Now the extension cord doesn't reach much beyond the cabinet here, so it's gotta stay right here. And this is the only outlet within this cabinet.
Oh, but we do have electricity.
Yeah, you're gonna
I'm kind of against like big electric companies. But, like, this is perfect for me.
Yeah, and you'll notice the outlet is about 6 feet up off the wall. And that's because, well, you know, we're living on the beach here. And,
Wait, how big is this container? What are the dimensions of this?
It's a standard shipping container. So it's probably, I don't know, 8 feet wide by 16 feet long, something like that.
Sure.
Yeah. Maybe a little longer. Anyway, you'll notice that outlet is about 6 feet up on the wall, and you look around and you do see the water line about 3 feet kind of all along all the inside of the shipping container. And that's because the tide comes in, and actually, you know, we use that for natural cooling to cool this down. It will flood in.
Oh, yeah, so I don't have to pay for air conditioning.
No, not at all, not at all. So it will flood in here about 3 feet, you know, 3 or 4 times a day. So you're going to want to keep all your valuables, you know, above that watermark here.
You know, I can really see this space as like a piece for human existence. I could weave a kelp bed.
I can start banging on the metal again.
The camera like pans over, yeah. just you in the shot, just banging on the metal.
With the lamp from the cabinet.
Hey, we cut to, I don't know, we're on top of this crate now, and there's like a chair set up.
Exactly.
There are two lawn chairs, yeah. But they're mismatched, and one has a hole in the seat.
Right. There are two lawn chairs, and there's an umbrella up there as well. So this is the good thing about the apartment. you've got a roof deck here, and I mean, look at that view. Can you imagine coming home every night after creating your art, sitting up here, having some blended kelp, and just looking out over the ocean?
What? My stars.
Anyways, one of the things I was looking at for this house. In a house was, you know, a rooftop deck where I could really, like,
I'm just
relax
dumbfounded
and, like, get
this
inspired.
Whole time. Nope. Like, I'm behind you, you know, I'm in the background of the shot, just mouth gaped open.
Yeah. So the amenities are pretty poor. Wait, have we gotten everything here?
No, we've got 2 black left, so...
Oh, jeez.
These are just, like, horrendous.
I thought this whole thing was, like, the black...
No, we haven't gotten to the black yet.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
All right, well, okay, let's keep going then.
Okay. All right, so we go back down.
I go to step inside. Off the top of the shipping container, but I, like, hang my foot out over in midair and just tip over the side and fall flat on my face.
No, you fall down a different cliff, and the camera watches you like ragdoll down.
There's the cliff out of nowhere. Yep.
It's the other side of the container.
Yeah.
All right, so we go back in. We go back down into the shipping container, and you notice that the interior is not as spacious as the exterior would indicate. And it looks like there's a false wall kind of in this main living space.
Wait, say that one more time.
A false wall? So there's
a false wall just right in the middle of this shipping container.
Yeah.
I think you're onto something.
All of a sudden, I just appear again. Even the last time you saw me, I was falling down a cliff. And I just started banging on the false wall.
You have like one bandage like around your hand or something.
Right, yeah.
Well, and I have like a little like a Band-Aid over my right eye. But it's bleeding profusely still, but I have this little Band-Aid on the corner.
Hey, Jamar, what's behind this wall?
I'm glad you asked about that.
Is there like a cool crawl space that I could like store a bunch of stuff in?
You know, the one thing about this is that you're going to have to be sharing this unit. You've got 2/3 of it here, but on the other side of this wall, you're going to have somebody living there as well.
Another person?
You know, we don't ask too many questions about
what's the condition of the soil?
And I pull out of my pocket a most wanted list, and on it is like circled in red
GGP.
It's the third name on the list, and this gentleman is wanted for murder in 3 states, and I kind of just hand that to you and say, you know, just I wouldn't ask too many questions.
So this is gonna like lower the price on this place, right?
Yeah. No, this is gonna be definitely within your budget. This place is only $400 a month.
What? Whoa. I could rent 2 of these.
Oh, you definitely could. You definitely could. And if,
why in God's name would you rent 2 of these dung heaps?
All right. So because there's not much room in this space, you've got a little bit of living space where you could maybe put a chair in the living area. There's a small counter, a cabinet for your cups and whatnot. There's a hot plate where you can cook, and a large long extension cord that you'll use to plug that in, and then you'll notice there's a refrigerator turned down on its back, but it's not plugged into anything, and it's just kind of laying there. So I walk you over and I say, now Jaden, This is not a traditional space, as I said. This is quite contemporary. And it does come with a little bit of furnishings, as you'll see, including this bed. So the refrigerator is actually the bed.
Reminds me of my time in Madrid, Portugal. I just start banging on the steel again.
So this is the bed.
I'm pretty against, like, big refrigeration. But, like, I always wanted a waterbed.
Right?
I always wanted a...
So...
One of the things I said when I was looking for an apartment was a waterbed. And this is pretty much perfect for me.
This is definitely a waterbed. You know, you'll notice here hanging on the wall, there is a scuba tank. You're going to need to put that on every time you climb into this bed, because the tide's going to come in and it will engulf this refrigerator completely. So you're going to need to make sure that you can breathe while you are sleeping in
your
bed.
It's like an insurance thing. I get it, man.
Right, right. It's only about 2 hours worth of oxygen in this tank. So, yeah, you're going to want to set some sort of alarm to make sure that you don't stay under the water line too long.
You know, this place has got a lot of potential for my work and for my future. It's just the nearest Walmart's like 30 minutes away. So that's a pretty big sacrifice for me. That was my end of the apartment like recap. And then okay. This one is in TGP's, but then you're there too. Like,
right.
So you guys are doing it together.
Where's the nearest Piggly Wiggly?
I think that franchise went out of business 25 years ago, sir.
Oh, no, it did not. I just saw it. Don't you tell me what I just seen.
Yeah, I think he really liked this place. Of the three we looked at, he seemed to respond really well to this one. I know he's excited about the price. I know he's a little concerned about being so far from the market. But honestly, he could just wander into the ocean here and catch his dinner. All right.
Jaden will have to choose from house 1, 2, and 3. And there's a little layout with the little check marks and things that I wanted that are checked. And like all of them are pretty much not checked any place. Or they're all checked. I can't decide which is which.
I'll give you a rundown of
it shows.
Of all
it shows GGP's checklist. It's like soil, milk. Communists. Outhouse.
No, there's just just three things.
Yeah, just those three things on all of the markets. Yeah. Nice.
All right. So what are we calling apartment number one? This had the fireplace, the cheese kitchen.
This is the townhouse.
The community porch and the hole in the floor. Right. What are we calling this apartment?
What do you mean, what are we calling
Fishy
it?
Fishy Pete's.
We give it a name.
We give it a name?
Yeah, they always give them
it's the townhouse,
like
right?
Funny name.
The townhouse? It's just the townhouse.
Yeah.
All right. The townhouse.
You have the townhouse, the log cabin, and the beachside resort.
Yeah, right.
Okay, so in the log cabin, we've got the antler furniture. We've got the outhouse. We've got the closet kitchen and the bedroom tents. And in the
and a garden,
that's right, and the garden, yeah.
That's soil. Apartment number What's three. The condition of the soil?
Yeah, we've got bullet hole light. The tide comes in. Rooftop seating. You're sharing the space with with a cliff there. So there is a serial killer living in the container with you.
Alleged.
Yeah. Right. He was never convicted.
And
my God.
You have to sleep submerged inside a refrigerator. Okay. So now we're back from commercial break.
There's the scene of us walking through a very nice like park or garden, me and GGP. And
yeah, where are you guys at? Are you at the fish market?
Yes. Walking through the fish market.
But you can see on the street, like a ways behind us, our car slowly rolling backwards down the street.
I'm like eating little fish chunks off of a skewer. I'm like, wow, I can't believe this is really happening, you know? I'm going to be buying an apartment to live in for a temporary time. Just getting out of my parents' house. This is a big step for us, GGP.
Us?
I'm just reading off the script.
What script? I look over and finally realize there's all these cue cards.
Yeah. The camera that was filming us like turns around and there's just a giant massive crew. The fish market is fake. It's all set. So number one was definitely the most, you know, normal and in-town place I could see myself living, but just had a lot of space issues that I just wasn't okay with. I need room to grow, you know? And the price was a little bit much. Number two, it had a really good location and area and a really good vibe to it. It really inspired me. But there's just a few things that, like, it's being so far away from all my friends and from school.
What friends do you have? You had to bring your GGP with you to go apartment hunting.
And also, it's not—I don't really cook, but not having a kitchen, not letting me, not giving me the option is pretty tough. Plus, again, with the higher price, and you know, I think I'm gonna have to keep buying new tents once the ones that are up there inevitably fall apart from the conditions. And the third one, well, this one was really cheap, and I think I could really see myself spending that kind of money, but really everything but the rooftop patio is just a huge negative for me. And, you know, I mean, I really love the process of, like, nature and, like, the raw, like, intensity, but, like, I really want to be comfortable, too, you know?
So you kids is really and your comfort. Sell. You know, when I was your age, I was in the Gulf of Mexico being devoured by sharks. Both of these legs are prosthetic.
So the options pop up on the screen.
Right.
Stop ignoring me.
I am eating frozen yogurt on kind of an outside patio, just waiting for you two to come back with a decision.
All right, you say what you think first.
Finally, some respect. Thank God. That was a test, Sonny, and you passed for the first time in your life. You did something right.
So, Jamar, GGP and I talked about this at length, and, you know, it was a really tough decision for us. But in the end, I think we found the one that would just be perfect for where we're looking to go in the future.
Number two, you stupid.
Yeah, I also think number two.
Oh, so you're going with number two.
No.
Yeah, that's right. The cabin.
I'm going home. No. I get in my truck, peel out.
Wait, your truck?
You get in somebody else's truck.
Yeah. He drives away while I'm still like eating yogurt. Right. And, you know, the cabin is just the perfect combination of nature and space. And it's just a location that I could really see myself thriving in. So I had to go with it.
You know, I really think Jaden's going to enjoy that outdoor space. You know, it's $300 above his budget, so I don't know what he's going to do about that. Might have to find a roommate to stay in that second room. But I think he's going to be happy out there with his garden and his antler furniture and communing with nature.
I mean, it cuts to me and my family in this place. I'm like,
what family?
So, yeah.
Right?
That always was what happens.
That's
the
right.
Family
it's
always
a month
comes
later.
And checks it out.
Yep.
Yep. Oh, yeah, a month later. That's right. Yeah, we're all in there.
Yep.
GGP is not in here yet. We don't know where he is. Yeah, so, Mom, Dad, I'm going to need a little increase on that monthly a budget. But this is just really good for me and, like, my art, you know? Like, don't you want me to be, like, the best person I can be?
They seem super unsure, but then all of a sudden GGP shows up, and it's got mighty fine soil.
Roll credits.
Credit, yeah. Nice.
See.
So that was Millennial Apartment Hunters, boys.
That was amazing.
I bet everyone can agree the greatest thing that's ever happened. I have better living conditions in southeastern France, hit by mortar fire 24/7 for 4 months. My God, not with this again. I lived in Antarctica for 10 years. Where's the nearby golf course? I've been meaning to play a good 7 holes in quite some time. No. I remember that. I remember it like it was yesterday. The last time I saw a ship in containers this large was in the Meridian Strait. You just got no respect. Well, still better than Nixon.